Blind Abilities. This is Lori Thompson, and it is Sunday, the Sunday after Thanksgiving. And, you know, thinking about Monday morning and my week at work, you might be thinking about your week at school or work or whatever, and, you know, trying to get some food prep done, trying to get some laundry prep done. So I am making a couple different, I'm making a casserole, and then I'm going to make some fried chicken, mashed potatoes, and probably some corn. But I'm making, this is my day for food prep to kind of help us through the week because, you know, my kids go to school, I'm working, Jeff's working, and, you know, we're all busy people, and we all want to help out and be able to slide home from work, and sometimes I don't feel like cooking, and I just want to say, hey, Jeff, can you throw something in the oven, and I'll have it all ready for him. So I'm making a casserole. It's a Mexican casserole. It's very simple. It's 1 pound of ground beef browned and drained, a can of tomato soup, a can of green chilies. I usually use the Rotel with the green chilies and the diced tomatoes, and that's drained. And then an envelope of taco seasoning, and then it calls for cooked rice. And what I did was I put 1 cup of rice into my little saucepan. I don't like to use a rice cooker. I think it takes forever, at least the one I have. So I'd rather just cook it on the stove. So 1 cup of white rice with 2 cups of water, I brought it to a boil, and then once it came to a boil, then I lowered the heat down to simmer, or very, very low, and I put a lid on it, and I let it stand there for like 10, 15 minutes, and it cooked right up for me. So I've got my ground beef browned. I've taken and put a can of tomato soup into a mixing bowl with my drained Rotel, and I added that, and then I added an envelope of taco seasoning, and I added my cooked rice, and now I'm going to stir that stuff together. And then what you do is you mix once you get all this mixed, then you can, after you drain your ground beef, you want to add the ground beef to this mixture. And then you want to use a 9x13 casserole dish, and lightly grease it. And you can put the mixture of the hamburger, the rice, the tomato soup, the taco seasoning, and the green chilies in the bottom of that. And what you would do is, if you were going to cook it the same day, is you would preheat your oven to 350 degrees. And you would put the mixture of the meat and everything in the Pyrex dish, and then add shredded cheddar cheese on top and some Tostitos, a crunched up Tostitos. It's like maybe a cup or a cup and a half. You would crunch those up and throw them on top. And I don't really follow the directions with the cheese because we love cheese at my house. So I always put more cheese on. And then you would cook it, and then once you take it out of the oven and you serve it, you could put some fresh tomatoes on there, lettuce if you want, and it's delicious. It's absolutely delicious, and it's very easy, and you know, it's not extravagant ingredients to put in it, you know. So that's what I'm doing, and we'll have this tomorrow night for dinner. But for today, I am going to be making some fried chicken and, like I said, mashed potatoes and corn. And I use chicken breasts, or boneless, skinless chicken breasts. And I haven't got those thawed out yet, so I'm going to thaw them now after I wash my hands. I'll put them up in the microwave for 5 minutes here and let them defrost. I used to be one of those people that would just let the meat sit out for a couple hours and defrost on its own, but I've become one of those people that I like using the microwave. So I'll put this in here for, let's see, 2 minutes. I've got bumps on my microwave because my microwave is a flat, you know, I think everybody's is pretty much anymore. It's just a flat surface. You can kind of feel if you kind of an indention where the buttons are, but I've got bumps on my, let's see, my 1, 5, 6 and 0, and then I have one on my stop start and on my defrost, so I have little bumps on there to help me navigate that. And then I also have bumps on my oven where you hit the button to start up your oven. It'll automatically go to 350 degrees, but if I want to up it 5 or lower it 5 degrees, I've got bumps on the arrows up and down, and then I have a bump on the stop as well. So it's all accessible. Another thing that I do on Sundays is the dreaded laundry. And I got all my laundry done. You know, some people, you know, depending on, you know, whether they're working or going to school, you might want to take the time to iron. I match up my, you know, I wear a lot of shelled sweaters or tops with tank tops underneath. And so I went ahead and I organized my laundry, got it all done, and then I picked out 5 outfits for the week. So I looked at my schedule for meetings and stuff for my work week, and I also looked at the weather to see, you know, what days are going to be cooler, warmer, what have you. So I'm prepared, and because sometimes, you know, you hit that snooze button 10 times in the morning and you don't roll out of bed as early as you want to. So, you know, I've got all 5 outfits ready to go. I know what shoes I'm wearing. All my shoes are in the closet, all lined up and ready to go. So, yeah, so I'm ready for the week. Okay, so let's see here. Well, it's thawing out, but it still has to thaw a little bit more. So I'll nuke it for another 2 minutes. And what I do with my chicken is I like to dip it in flour. I put some seasoning in my flour, maybe in a pie pan, put like a cup or so of flour in a pie pan, shallow, something shallow. Put my seasonings in there. And then when my chicken is all thawed out, I will get a skillet and I will heat up some oil. And I will roll my chicken into the floury mixture, and then when the grease is hot enough, I will lay the chicken in the skillet. And I brown both sides of my chicken. I don't cook it all the way in the skillet. So once I get it browned, then I'll throw it in the oven at 400 degrees for about 20 minutes. To cook it the rest of the way, because I like to keep that nice little crispy goody stuff on my chicken. And sometimes if I cook it too long or not long enough, or the heat gets messed up on my skillet, I kind of lose that. And I don't, that's the best part, is the crunchy stuff. So I brown it and then I throw it into the oven. And that's it really for my chicken. And then my potatoes, I just peel them and dice them up. And then I'll boil them until they're fork tender. And then I use a hand masher to mash my potatoes. And I'll add butter to that and some milk. Sometimes I add chicken broth and I mix it up real good and get them all nice and fluffy. And my kids will not eat instant potatoes, so I have to make real potatoes. And I don't blame them. You know, I like the real thing too. Once in a while, if I'm in a pinch and if it's just me or Jeff just here, then, you know, I would just make the instant, but normally it's the real deal. It's the real deal here. Real taters. So, and then for my corn, I'll just open up a can of corn and throw it in the saucepan with a little bit of butter, and I'll let that boil until it's good and cooked good through. A lot of times those canned vegetables, they're just blanched. They're not really cooked really well. They just blanch them for the canning process. So I let them cook through a little bit. Give it a good boil for, I don't know, 7-10 minutes or so. Let it cook up real good. Just be careful that you don't boil all the juices out and it doesn't start burning. So, all right. Well, hopefully this quick tips helped you guys with your coming back from a long weekend and preparing yourself for school or work. You know, there's a lot of easy recipes. Anybody that has any questions about the Mexican casserole that I'm cooking, or maybe questioning how I'm doing my chicken, please feel free. You can. I'm on Twitter at lthompson6835, and I'm also on Audioboom as Lori Thompson. So yeah, feel free. And if you have any questions about, maybe you're inquiring about a recipe, maybe you like a certain thing. I have a ton of recipes. I have them in Microsoft Word. Anybody who wants a recipe from me, please feel free to get a hold of me, and I'm sure I have something in my files that would be of interest of somebody. So I hope this helps, and I'll talk to you guys soon.